Big Bang and DJ Scream bring you Big Facts, the hottest podcast in the streets. Visit the new website today, www.bigfactspod.com.
Yeah, we have first class sounds. It's DJ Scream, Big Bang, Baby Jade is here. It's time for a Big Facts Extra, aka Big Facts Friday, aka whatever the fuck we want to call it. What's up? What's up with my people? Y'all good?
Sure.
What's popping?
Everything good? Shouts to big homie Kodak up in here. Shy up in here. DJ Louis V has returned. Now, last time, he started a lot of shit.
Yeah.
So, don't start no shit today, man.
Very toxic.
Jay, what's up? What's up, Jay? What we doing? You're on fire, by the way. You're on fire. Like, you're having an MVP season.
So, look. So, this is what we're going to talk about today. One of the things we're going to talk about today.
Mm-hmm.
One of several. So the first thing is, can you really blame your trash character traits on your zodiac sign, or do you need to start working on yourself? And I say that we start with the Gemini.
Get on my dick.
Very Gemini-like.
Yeah.
I start. So Capricorn is supposed to be like overworked too much and stubborn and all that shit. But I don't think, like, most Capricorns is like that. I can blame it on that. That's just what it is. I don't know no Capricorns that's just, like, lazy or don't want to work all the time and not I know I'm stubborn. At least I can admit that shit. I'm stubborn. You know what I'm saying? So you got to kind of blame it on the zodiac sign. But if you got a fucked up character flaw, you should work on that shit. You can't just say, well, I'm a Capricorn. That's how I'm going to be for the rest of my life. Like, say, for instance, not to pick on Geminis, but a Gemini, right? They know they be kind of up and down. You might be a little
kind of.
But I mean, you're going to be like that for the rest of your life regardless, because your birthday falls on the same date and the same time for the rest of your life.
No, what I'm saying is you can't be. Okay, say like we're going to use our brother Bank. There's Geminis. He be up and down, right? But you got the Geminis like up and down, real messy on some bullshit, like the extreme Geminis. You know what I'm saying?
So what the fuck is he? What the fuck do you think he is?
I ain't witnessed
the
all
rest of
it.
Life, right?
Yeah,
that doesn't change. It ain't gonna change.
I think it's a glitch in the
man.
Gemini.
Let that shit out, man, because I'm finna nut up. Like,
I think it's like a glitch, bro.
What's that
like,
cake in here? Is up.
I can't even control
the
it.
Crack the door or something.
And put the cake.
So you gotta blame it on the zodiac if you're something you can't control, no matter how much you try.
So what? Why? But what I'm saying is, why is it? It ain't that every Capricorn or Gemini or Cancer or Libra or whatever the fuck in the world is the same, or they solid, or they fuck.
Most are though.
They got the same traits.
Mm-hmm.
The characters.
And it depends on what part of the month you're born in. You born in the beginning part of the season or the end of the part of that particular season. The
flying heaven.
It's a bunch of these motherfuckers.
That's the guess. Get a fly seat. Shit. Oh.
I'm going to shoot that fly in a minute.
Sorry, y'all. We got a fly in the studio.
I think, me personally, yeah.
What you think, dog?
Yeah. You got to blame it on the zodiac. Because no matter, it's something.
Either that or your environment.
Hell
what
no.
Environment is
environment.
What environment, I mean, what I mean environment. Not, I'm talking about how you raised.
What are you?
I'm a Pisces.
Is a rich is a rich yeah. Whatever the sign is the same as a poor whatever the sign is.
Yep. It just magnified.
Yeah.
I think so. I know
all Leo's the same.
Loyal.
All Leos are not the same.
All Leos,
no, they're
same.
Not.
No, they're not.
Me and Obama.
So, there's a very big difference between
Obama
July and August.
You and
Leos.
Obama the
me
same.
Obama the same.
Nah, don't put that on
Rip
Obama.
Rip be kicking that shit too. What up, Rip?
Thug Uzi. Same.
So I'm a Cancer.
Shit, man, Kanye the same.
We are
your
very
Kanye has similarity.
But niggas always saying nigga this nigga crazy, Trump crazy, Kanye crazy. But these folks been on top of their game forever. Kanye the richest black man in America.
But Kendrick
history.
A Gemini.
So niggas ass need to go crazy.
I'm saying Kendrick a Gemini, right? Well,
right
no,
or wrong.
I'm call you
well, no Kendrick like that, but Kendrick a Gemini. All
right. We can look that up.
Kendrick what?
Kendrick.
He's a Gemini.
Yeah, he's a Gemini.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, shit. Yeah.
And Tupac.
Pull up on everybody who's Geminis, bro.
Tupac
birthday was what, the day before?
I mean, but
everybody can think of pull up.
Take off.
Pull up all Geminis.
What does it matter?
I don't. I'm just saying, I think that.
Charlemagne, right?
I think that you can.
Charlemagne is a Cancer. Don't play with him. Don't play with Charlemagne.
Listen,
Kanye, Morgan Freeman, Naomi Campbell.
Blah, blah, blah.
Okay, time out. That's
Prince.
It's totally
that's
irrelevant.
That's a lot. That's a lot. What I'm saying is.
Let him say. Let him say.
Why you trying to boast?
See if all these people.
Before I let you niggas finish.
You ain't finna go through every sign. We got great people in our signs, too.
Yeah, yeah.
Not really.
What? Pimp C, man.
Cancers rule the world.
Jesus Christ. Are you Denzel crazy? Washington.
He said Jesus Christ.
LeBron James.
You can't count Jesus.
Yes, yeah. You can.
Yeah, when you put it like that.
What are you talking about?
Yeah, I guess y'all do.
You might be top dog, right?
You put it like that, I guess y'all
do. You don't even believe in Jesus.
You said Jesus?
Jesus yeah, Christ Jesus. Is a Capricorn.
Capricorn.
Who said that?
You a Capricorn? I knew. You know what I mean?
She just secured her spot.
Oh, that's fake.
Yeah, that's fake.
Hey, but at the end of the day, everybody just be hating on them Geminis.
No, listen.
Nah, y'all.
Okay, no real question.
Raw, though.
No real
question. See, living in this world, bro. Living in this world. I'm going to see y'all put me first.
Oh, my fucking gosh.
Living in this world, bro.
Since y'all put me first.
That we living in. You crazy if you have your own opinion or your own way of life or your own way of thinking.
But you motherfuckers have two.
Or three.
Or four. Sometimes okay. Five.
Imagine this. Imagine this. Just put yourself in other people's shoes, right? Imagine again. I always say, the story or the script or the plan at 9 a.m. is one thing, and 9:15 is different than 9:30 to 9:45.
Hold up, but
12 o'clock is back to the 9 o'clock plan.
Back to the 9 o'clock plan.
Not when it comes to business.
And then at 1 o'clock,
I can't understand. I can't control how I deal with my emotions.
Right.
My shit that controls me. Okay. But when it comes to my business, I have no emotions. I'm never late.
It's just business.
I'm going to handle my business. If you say we agree on something, that's
gonna
what
be
it is.
So bang
but
on
if
point.
I agree to a female,
why Jay looking like
no,
that?
I'm just keeping it 100. I don't be late or none of that shit.
Right.
That shit piss me off when people be late, so I hate that.
Right.
And I'm going to respect people's time. That's just what kind of nigga I am. Mm. Now, if it's fuck you, I'm going to do whatever. I'm going to be late, whatever, because the friendship, it ain't nothing. It's fuck you. It really ain't no business. I'm just doing you a favor. If I'm doing you a favor, that's different. I'm going to be
okay,
my
let's
own
rewind
time.
A little bit. That's what I'm saying.
If I tell you something at like, nine, yeah, I'm going to do a screaming, that's a favor.
Yeah.
No, but listen.
Nigga, I'm going to handle that how I want to handle it.
At 9:45, it could be fuck you. And at 10:15, it could be like, that's my nigga.
Because I thought
Gemini.
About it.
I'm screaming.
That wasn't my final answer.
I thought about it.
Oh, so we got to ask if that's your final answer.
I got to catch up. Like, at the end of the day, man, I'm really goddamn on some bitch shit. Man, I need to get on up and do this shit for the nigga. Yeah. They're my nigga. You have to check. Everybody got to check themselves.
For sure.
They want to say.
Because I could project my energy on you not knowing. Yeah. Just you call me at the wrong time.
True.
Big fact.
Bad timing.
Some people can't control that. Some people can't control that I'm in a bad mood. I can fake it. But some people can't control it, so it's going to come off to people like, you wishy-washy.
But it's more...
I'm wishy-washy because you caught me at the wrong time.
But do you feel like you put more energy into being fake at that moment?
Yes.
You know what I'm saying? It's draining. You know what I'm saying?
Like, that shit is draining. Sometimes I don't want to fake it.
Yeah.
Most of the time, you got to fake it.
Yeah, I agree. I can agree.
Am
with
I being 100? Sometimes I don't want to fake it. Most of the time, you got to fake it. So if goddamn, if Hannah called me and be like, "Pat, you got to come to this party," woo, woo, woo. I don't want to go to that shit. I can't fake it tonight, Hannah. You know what I'm saying? But she'll be like, "You some bullshit. You said you was going to go."
Right.
I was going to go in that mood when you first asked me. This mood that I'm in tonight.
That's the 9:15
move. These folk going to see the wrong nigga, man.
That's the 9:15 move, but she asked you around 9 o'clock.
These folk going to see the wrong nigga. That makes sense or that don't make sense?
No, you're right. That makes sense.
You're right.
So me knowing me, why would I put myself in a situation to be a fuck nigga?
I'm trying to protect y'all.
A fuck fake nigga.
Shoot this shit up or some shit. Like, oh, y'all know what's on my mind.
You preaching the bank gospel, and we agree with you, and it's biggest facts. But you're alluding what we talking about. We're alluding you having one thought or one way at 9 a.m. and that changing at 9:30 a.m.
It don't be that it's changing. It be the situation
is that
changes.
Something you can work on? Is that something you can work on?
Yeah, that's something you can fix.
Tone it,
situation
you can tone
change.
It down a little bit. You can't.
I have.
You definitely, that's what I'm
from
saying.
From being goddamn from Mason Avenue to Bank on Big Fat, yeah. I've turned
it
down.
You turned it down, right. We all getting
3 million%.
Yeah. We've all gotten better for sure.
Like, straight up. So at the end of the day, I'm a work in progress. You can't tell me that I can't walk in somewhere and be in a certain zone. But guess what? With this shit, with this big fact shit, I take this to heart with shit show, whatever. Mm. No matter what I got going on, I'm finna block it out and handle my business.
For sure.
It gotta be. So that's mm-hmm. I got that to a science.
Yeah.
If I know I'm feeling a certain kind of way, I'm finna come in with round. These people ain't got nothing to do with that. I'm not finna come bring y'all energy down.
For sure.
Yeah.
I'm going to try my best not to, no matter what I got going on. You feel what I'm saying? Yeah. I'm going to come in this bitch and try my best until it get there.
Just smoke.
Yeah. But with some more shit that I really don't even give a fuck about.
they going to get it however.
Yeah, they going to get it. They going to get the raw shit.
That's the fact.
I'm being 100. And I'm just, reason why I'm saying this shit, we saying this shit on the platform, but I'm saying this amongst my friends. Because I consider all y'all as my friends.
For sure.
Like, you get what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So at the end of the day, you'll never know. Get what? I got niggas like Pat, and I've been on the fuck with Pat. Me and Pat been fucking around, like, no homo. He been my nigga for, like, you know, a couple years now. But he know, like, all right. Then he be like, boy, you was on that shit. He kind of, he one of them niggas can diagnose you. Like, bro, if I call, you call me and I don't answer, then you call me and I'm be like, sup, bro? Or whatever. However, whatever I say, you know, like, she hit me when you got there, feel better, nigga.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? You know I'm going through something. I'm going through me.
Right.
Well, yeah, that's a good way to put it.
I'm dealing with the shit I'm dealing with.
I'm dealing with me right now.
Yeah, I'm dealing with me.
And that's important for mental health. Give people their space sometimes.
Man, niggas will go crazy out this motherfucker, bro.
Trying to do for everybody else.
But do you blame that on your sign, or do you just say that as personal characteristics?
I don't know where the fuck it come from.
It's just him.
I don't know where it come from, but at the end of the day, I'm trying to work on the shit, but I can't be nothing but me. I feel like long as whatever you're doing, like I said, I could goddamn, like he say, you could call me and I say no about something, and then I call you back and be back and say, hey, pull up on my got that for you.
Yeah.
Like 9:15 and 10, whatever he said, the 9:15, 9:45 shit. Because I could check myself.
Yeah, time to check yourself.
You get what I'm saying? I could check myself, like, you just handled it all wrong. Call the man back.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So, what I'm saying that to say, if I come off offensive to anybody, I'm not doing it intentionally. And if I'm doing it, just the nature of it, fuck you. Because if it's worth me thinking about it, I'm going to think about it and come back and double back and apologize. Mm-hmm. That's just how I am.
Mm. Yeah.
Or try to make it a difference. Like, try to do something different. You're going to know that he was on that retarded shit.
Yeah.
You get what I'm saying?
He didn't mean it.
Mm-hmm. But if it's fuck you, it's fuck you. However you take it, whatever, woo, weekend, whatever, put it,
et cetera.
Brr.
Et cetera.
Brr. But if it's like, you know, shit. And if I may have offended people that can't take that, fuck you,
you know,
too.
You know what else? Maybe you can help me with this. We'll close out the Gemini shit.
Move on to the cancers.
My wife will say something. Uh-oh. And then I tell her she said something, and she's like, I didn't say that.
They don't remember. They got 3 people living inside of them.
That might. Do you do that?
I guess so.
Yeah. Because
her Chase say I do it all the time.
That's what I'm saying. Like,
still,
she'll like, say that. She'll say, fuck you. I'm like, you just said fuck me. I never said fuck you in my life. What are you? You're crazy. I'm trying to think. Am I fucking crazy?
She be gaslighting you? That's what that is?
I'm Gemini-ing
me? You probably lying on that later, man.
No, just on the phone. See what I'm saying?
You probably thought that what she said.
No, see what I'm saying?
A lot of times we be saying shit out loud that we think, and
that's what happens.
And then thinking like, I ain't just say that.
You blacked out, and you really said it.
That's deep.
Yeah.
That is deep. That's some Gemini shit, though.
She probably don't remember.
What the cancers be on?
They emotional.
So cancer.
This is emotional as fuck.
Yeah, we
emotional
smoke dick.
As fuck.
we smoke dick.
Yeah. We're really great at it.
Oh,
oh, wow. Yeah, we're the best. Okay. We the best. Shout out to Cali at smoking dick.
Not smoking dick.
Smoking dick.
Smoking Joe Jason. Go ahead, bro.
Nah, but damn, bro. What's up?
We ain't on camera. I slap your ass.
I'm screaming.
Yeah, we gonna keep it rolling. Cancers are emotional creatures by nature, but like you're not gonna find nobody that's realer than us. Like
everybody.
Oh God. Oh God, you're not gonna find nobody that's gonna care about you more. You're not gonna find anybody that's gonna like nurture your feelings more. You're not gonna find anybody that's gonna like really do what needs to be done for you more, and you're not gonna find anybody that like as a whole is gonna make sure you're straight more. Like cancers, that's what we do. Like that's our specialty.
Go to extra mile.
Showing love. Yeah, like going above and beyond. Like for real.
So
like,
what do you say? And I don't know many cancers, but I've heard that they say cancers tend to be toxic. What do you, if somebody says that, what do you start you know, smiling? Yeah, well, I don't know a lot of cats. Are y'all toxic?
Got a toxic trait.
Wow.
Emotional.
You can be emotional and don't be toxic.
When you talk about cancers being toxic, you have to like define toxicity.
I got you.
Okay. Okay, Sha.
They play that get back game. Like they go at the revenge. Vindictive.
Yeah, for
very,
sure.
Very, 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 very vindictive. And they do it in a
That's
way.
That's the vindictive face, Jay.
Come back and come.
Look at her.
And play emotional. Like, wait, what did I do?
My ex was a cancer. Yeah, and I unfollowed her on Instagram. She blocked me.
You unfollowed her.
You unfollowed her, bro.
Yeah, but she unfollowed her.
How the hell does she block you?
You unfollowed her and then she blocked you.
I have multiple pages.
You can block. Oh.
See, you doing too much, Kodak.
Well, they're business pages, but I have multiple pages.
So you were still checking for just on other pages?
Yeah, I was looking for a page.
So basically, Kodak is a stalker.
I'm not a stalker.
Yeah.
I'm not a stalker, but like if I do some shit to you, I want to see how it'll affect you.
Oh, what? God. So what you do to her?
I unfollowed her. I clicked out to her.
When we start talking about whatever the fuck you are, let's get
it. Oh, I'm sorry, Miss.
We're still talking about cancer.
Toxic.
Let's nip it in the bud.
Toxic levels is rising.
Yeah, for sure.
But yeah, as far as like, we have a tendency to, I don't want to necessarily say toxic.
Revengeful?
But
addictive. Just say it, Jay. If somebody fuck with you, Jay, you coming back after them 10 times harder. Just be honest about it.
No, I've changed. I used to, but in my growth over the years, mm-hmm. I have come to understand that it takes too much energy. Revenge takes too much energy. And revenge just takes too much. And revenge also brings like more bad shit on you to need to get more revenge. So it's just like a never ending cycle.
So again, gotcha. You've grown from the cancer you were born to be to the exactly. Jade you are today. And you did too. That's all I'm saying. You grow from this stigma or whatever the fuck you got going on and become better.
Yeah.
I'm not as stubborn as I used to be.
What the question was again? From the beginning?
What was the question?
Hold on.
Do you blame your personality traits on your zodiac sign? Or do you actually need help? Yeah.
Everybody need help.
For sure. And everybody's a little bit.
I don't think no sign worse than it is signs worse than others, but.
Hmm. But I don't think your sign defines how your toxic traits.
It depends on if you take
two Geminis mm-hmm. and put them in different environments, mm-hmm. they're gonna come off different but mm-hmm. the same.
Mm-hmm. Right.
You get what
if
I'm saying?
If you take anybody, two cancer, it's gonna
that's
be.
What I'm saying. Yeah. So it's like your environment.
That's what I said
plus
earlier.
Your sign.
But that's what mm-hmm. I said.
You know what I'm saying?
Your environment affects that.
But through my personal life experiences. Geminis, Libras, and Scorpios are some of the biggest pieces of work mm-hmm. that I've ever
I'm
seen
a Libra,
in my life.
What's up? I don't agree with that.
See, I say Geminis, Scorpios, and see, for me, it's Geminis, Scorpios, and Leos.
For me, it's Geminis, Scorpios, and Libras.
Libras are super chill. But that's what I'm saying. Everybody's interaction with different signs is going to be different.
Not really.
I don't know, bro. Libras.
Like earth signs, water signs, fire signs, all that shit they be saying, like.
It plays a part of who you compatible with.
Compatibility.
All this shit is still God's puzzle. All this shit put here for each piece make the world go around. If I wasn't a Gemini and you wasn't a goddamn Neo and he wasn't
a... I'd beat your ass.
And he wasn't a Scorpio. whatever. Bruh. We wouldn't goddamn... It wouldn't work. All of us was the same thing...
Oh, nah, I'd be fucked up.
If all of us was Geminis in here, we'd have shot this shit up.
Hey, somebody give me a lighter so this nigga can smoke because he tripping.
You feel what I'm saying, though, bro?
Yeah, no.
That's the same thing I asked the last time. Like, why was we giving emotion? Why was we giving the heart? Why was we giving thoughts? Why was we giving all this shit?
Because we've been
saying, why?
Huh? I want to be the tin man.
He didn't want to be the tin man.
The tin man was straight. He walking around. He just ain't lost shit.
That's a lot of niggas
but
on
the tin man
right
didn't
now.
Have a brain.
Huh?
Tin Man didn't have a brain.
He had a brain.
He didn't have a heart.
He didn't have a heart.
Oh.
Scarecrow ain't got no brain, but he still walking around regular, but he ain't got no brain.
He loves it too much. But he ain't no brain.
Mm.
Yeah. I gotta go back and watch walking around with no heart.
You know, nobody real got shit. No heart right now.
Nah, you right.
Real shit. It's cold hearted people.
There's a lot of niggas walking around with no brain.
Yeah, well, 100%.
Everybody being this bitch stupid.
I need to watch that movie again to try to get try to see a different perspective from
that. That's
shit,
what they did.
You gotta watch the Ease On Down the Road version.
Yeah.
The black version.
The black version. For real. Because, I mean, maybe we missed it as a kid.
Yeah,
I remember that shit. You know what I'm saying? The lion wanted courage, the scarecrow didn't have no brain, and the Tin Man didn't have no heart.
So what did Dorothy want?
To get back to Kansas.
Her punk ass dog.
Yeah. Hold on.
Why the dog got to be a punk?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Way over my head. Never knew.
That sounds like something a woman would
do. But I'm willing to bet you $1,000,000 that Dorothy was a cancer.
Oh, Lord.
Oh, God.
No, she wasn't. What I'm saying is, bro, we all got who he is. But people are afraid of Geminis because they gonna y'all got say it.
Oh,
and they're gonna say
what everybody is thinking.
Yeah, we gonna say it, bro. Kanye felt like, man, Leo's give me this trophy.
Hell no.
Beyonce should have did this. A lot of people in that crowd felt like that.
Big facts. Yeah, but he was
a lot of people feel like George Bush doesn't care about black people.
Mm-hmm.
How is he crazy for saying that?
He not.
When you feel like this.
I don't think we was tripping on that. I think
social awareness. I think
we
say everything everywhere.
We start. Yeah, exactly.
Why you can't?
This Uncle Tom ass nigga right here, man. Fuck social.
Yeah.
Fuck being canceled. Who the fuck give a fuck about being canceled?
Yeah,
I
don't think it's about the cancel shit. I think it's that.
Oh, okay. I thought y'all said fuck being a cancer. I was about to go off.
No. Think about it. What you're saying makes sense, but sometimes your actions and or your words, you don't know how they affect people.
If I walk up to a girl I meet tomorrow and say, damn, I really just want you to suck my dick, she gonna be offended, even if she wanna suck my dick.
But you got some hoes out there. See, I'm for that percentage of the bitch who really be like, hell yeah, let's get it.
We need that.
I don't need to meet the bitch who gonna feel like that, cause I'm gonna say some old bullshit.
Exactly. I be wanting to say like that. I really just want my dick sucked. You're like, oh my God, you're so offensive.
Y'all got caught. That's the truth. Sweating and shit.
Bitch DM me and say she wanna go out, baby. I wanna see what that mouth do.
Really? Factual.
I'm gonna go
actual,
out and do
factual.
What?
I don't like you like that. Now, if I tell a motherfucker that shit, they're gonna be like, no, you're so rude. I'm telling the truth.
No, if you tell them like that, if you keep telling keep telling each and every one that when you meet them, you're gonna find your premier dick sucker.
One or two.
You're gonna find you a premier dick sucker. Because you're gonna stay true to being you.
Yeah, you may track what you like.
It's gonna come to you. If you stay true, if I keep saying, like Kasim said when he was on our show, at 13, 14, he knew he was going to be the mayor. He kept saying it. What ended up happening?
He spoke it.
Okay, if I just say, baby, I just want me a dick sucker. I don't want no companionship. I don't want no net. You keep putting that out there to earth. It's going to come to you.
Yeah, you're going to find something.
The law of attraction is going to work like that?
Yes, bro. But niggas will start telling lies and act like, I want to go with you and all this shit just to get what you coming, so you're never going to be happy.
I'm
going to be happy when this ain't even what I want.
But that's the thing about telling the truth. You can't tell the truth to everybody. Everybody's not ready for the truth, because the truth is going to hurt your feelings, and it's gonna stop me from getting my dick sucked. Two people lose.
But get what?
Truth ain't gonna stop you from getting your dick sucked.
From her. No.
But what if you bump into the right one after her?
How many shots we gotta shoot?
So you gonna lie.
I'm not gonna lie.
You gonna play a role. That's why you unfollowed.
You're gonna play a role.
Got blocked. That's why you got blocked.
I'm an actor. Snow Patrol.
Big Bang.
Snow Patrol. I'm an actor. Big Bang, the documentary.
Nah, for real. Man, you get what I'm saying, though.
Understand what you say? I'm just saying that.
But if your truth offends somebody, how are you real?
No. Listen to what I'm saying.
If your truth offends somebody else and you give a fuck, how are you real?
I ain't apologizing for nothing.
Let's take for instance school and shit, right? And bullying. And I be talking to kids and shit. And some of them be real fucked up by the shit the other kids be saying.
No, I ain't saying to offend nobody. I'm saying my truth interfere with your feelings, my truth about me.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Like, me and you have a conversation right now, and you say, goddamn, you think Trump was a bad president. I say he is, and you start looking at me funny because I feel like I'm a Trump supporter. You couldn't convince me not to be.
Right.
Nigga, fuck you.
Yeah, no, you got the right to your own individual.
I gotta act like I like Trump be screen friend.
No, hell no. Hell
that's
no.
what I'm saying. Like anybody, no, like anybody, if you got a strong opinion about some shit that another person don't, you become their enemy.
Yeah. And that happens. That happens. And not that that happens.
That's fast. Social, social media.
That is social media.
Those
are big facts. In a handbag.
Yeah, social media.
Like just because, nigga, I don't ride niggas' dick like y'all dick riding, dick pulling ass nigga.
Yeah.
And I'ma call it out when I see dick pulling.
Yeah. Yeah, respect that. Yeah.
Oh, now I put it. Nah, I put it. But that nigga cool as hell. He on nigga dick. That shit cool. No, that shit not cool.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Nigga saying shit is popping, shit is a classic. No, that shit whack. But because social media said that shit popping, everybody want to agree with that shit. Like, you can't have an individual thought in 2021.
How you real, though? How can you say you real if you at being real with your
dad? You real self? When you don't give a fuck about none of that shit.
That's even within relationships. I can love you. I can love you with all my might, but that don't mean I'm happy. That don't mean I'm playing the same role.
Yeah,
I could want dick sucking Charlie like he talking about, but now I gotta goddamn sit at the movies or whatever niggas do to appease their girl. That ain't even me.
Nigga don't even feel like
what do a nigga do? Like what do a nigga do? Nah, you be real, or be fake.
I'm all about speaking your mind, but I have learned. Right? I have learned that you can say some shit to some people that will fuck up their life. I have done it to women. Like, you don't even think it's fucking with them like that, but they play that shit over and over and over and over and over.
Facts.
You just being real.
But get what? But they can't take it. You need to, before, guess what? That's what I've learned. When I meet people, if I'm finna go in a relationship, you know what I'm saying? If I was to be entering a new relationship, I'm finna sniff your ass all the way out and see what type of person you is.
Facts.
So if you got some shit that I know gonna eventually get on my nerve to the point that I gotta disrespect you or tell you about yourself, I'm just not even gonna deal with you in that way.
That makes sense.
Like, that same thing, you gotta be able to remove yourself from a situation. Like,
before you have to get ignorant.
That's real.
Yeah, or say the wrong shit, even with my friends. If I don't agree something with you, I'm stabbing around you. Because I don't even want to see you doing that. Because I ain't the type of nigga to be your friend and let you goddamn get in a car with no brakes.
Facts.
Yeah.
I tell you, no, get your dumb ass in that car.
But would you apologize to the friend if they tell you that you offended them?
Facts. But I'm still standing on what I said.
Yeah.
I apologize if that hurt your feelings, what I said, but these were facts. This is the truth.
I didn't mean to hurt your feelings.
Yeah.
Like, don't take it personal. You need to find a friend that's going to tell you all this whack-ass music hard. Because I ain't that nigga.
Right. Right.
I'm screaming.
I ain't that nigga.
But
I ain't
niggas,
that nigga to tell you.
Out there like that. Yeah. So
it's most niggas out there like that. So when you tell a nigga it ain't it, all these bobblehead-ass niggas just been in here like, boy, that shit going stupid.
And you the hater.
You the hater.
Yeah.
It's no, like, true. It's like if you kicking it with your girl or whatever, and goddamn, she say, how does this make me look? You tell her a lie, but you tell her it look good, and that's a lie, but it really make her look fucked up. Like, you not being real.
That's what I'm saying.
But when you tell her, don't put me in a position to
ask me, you come with it.
Like, but you should never tell a woman she look good and she don't.
Man, nigga got to.
Hell,
your wife come home with a hell, dude, you be like, what the fuck? Be like, she be like, you like it? Yeah. What else you gonna say? Because if I don't like that, then now here comes all my problems. You
talking
always,
about years of problems.
We gotta we got all that shit coming out.
All that shit coming out.
I don't like this wacky ass hell, dude.
You remember that time 13 years ago? You said you ain't like my hair.
But see, the thing, if you don't, like, I'm all for not hurting people's feelings and, you know, trying to, you know, make the best out of a situation or whatever. But when it comes to shit like that, like, you have to find, like, I don't want to say a happy medium, but you have to find a way to be able to tell the truth with a cushion.
It's impossible.
It's tact. Yeah. It's called tact.
Yeah.
How? Like, it's what? Tact. Like, baby, yeah, I like it, but you should try something else. Like, how do you do it?
You can really tell a woman you don't like her hair.
It's like the
how?
Different
shit.
Say for instance,
how can you tell a woman this? That,
sweetheart,
this,
that
cool.
ain't it.
It's cool, but I like
sweetheart.
It's cool, but I like the other shit you did 2 weeks ago. I like that better. Yeah, that's
you
cool.
Like,
you should
mean,
do that
cool
shit you
right
did 2 weeks ago or a month ago.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying.
Yeah, but if you catch me being Bank, Gemini, you come with that whack ass hairdo and you catch me and ask me why I'm like, I'm be like, that shit ain't it. That shit ain't it. I don't like it.
But it depends on the person.
Who you dealing with, too. Because a person that really know you, they not going to take it as being offensive. Listen, right?
Not if she got, really, she been in the car thinking this shit is.
Yeah, yeah. Like, I got
on
a problem.
On the way home, she
like
thought this shit was it.
Yeah, I got a problem with
it. So you got to tell them, you got to tell them this ain't it while they still on the line. They can turn around and march back in there and go get that shit.
I said, I don't have a problem with telling the woman, like, you ain't going out nowhere with me with that shit on.
Yeah,
you don't say that.
Hell yeah, nigga.
Well, I mean that does happen.
I mean, but that comes from me knowing like
the type of woman he dealing
out
with.
But I ain't gonna step out. I ain't gonna make.
You're
I
a curveball.
If I'm gonna step out ball and I can't compliment you, why the fuck I'm gonna let you step out with me and you don't compliment me?
But hit a curveball though.
What?
It's the hairstyle that we don't like. Me and you don't like it, right?
Okay.
But she go to the Waffle House and Banks say, I like your hair.
Yeah.
Now her head all fucked up.
And y'all say
my own nigga don't like this
shit.
But
who she got to come home to?
Other nigga. You know what I'm saying? I feel you. But then they head, that's how women's heads work.
No, because
like,
I had
so there's niggas
to
out here that like this.
Really, and you got to first of all, you got to like it with everybody.
That, right. Well, I ain't going to say with everybody.
Who you don't then?
I ain't going to say with everybody.
Who you don't?
With your homeboys.
First of all, I don't think you should be taking compliments for a motherfucker at the Waffle House. That's just my fucking opinion. But what the fuck are we talking about?
I'm just saying,
would you get offended?
Yeah, be some rich niggas in the Waffle House.
But would you get offended if your guy or your guy went to the Waffle House and a girl gave him a compliment 2-3 o'clock in the morning? Would you be offended by that?
Would I be offended by what?
If your nigga went to a fucking Waffle House and he got a compliment from a girl that was in there after hours, would you be offended?
I don't give a fuck about my nigga's compliments. I don't care.
No, but what I'm saying is
he gonna blow his head up?
If he bought some bullshit,
he
had a bullshit haircut.
Let's say a young girl popping up. You got one of them in there with all that shit on, Rolls Royce shit outside. Be like, you know, I like this.
Exactly.
They gonna put something to a nigga's self-esteem.
That's what I'm saying.
It depends. Now the nigga who mopping tell your girl I like your hair, nigga, shut up.
Right.
I'm straight.
Come on, man.
You got one of these goddamn Pluto-ass niggas in that motherfucker already. You know, even sniper.
it's nice not safe on your girl out here.
You know what I'm saying?
Take a hold,
it's
dog.
It's not safe.
Take enjoy.
Oh, my God. take your girl indoors, man. What have we concluded from this conversation?
Leo, man, everybody's
Leo, Leo's is the shit.
Gemini's crazy.
Capricorn's the bullshit.
Capricorn's bullshit. Cancer's the bullshit.
Get what?
Lie.
Some signs. I'm gonna tell you why some signs are better than others. Cause some signs know how to play the game better.
Libras.
Some signs know how to fake it
Libras
better than others.
Shout out to the Cancers. We the realest niggas in it.
Some signs. Everybody the realest. Every sign the realest.
Yeah. I think there's real niggas in every sign.
Libras could get along with everybody.
The first black president is a Leo. So whatever y'all talking about, shit, it don't matter. Obama Leo.
Get what? If Obama, by Obama being the first black president, that means he's a master faker.
Big
right.
Facts. To be able to finesse his way to the highest office in the land.
And
stay there for 8 years. He got to be there because he had to please us. By being black, you gotta please these other motherfuckers who want your job. Then you gotta plead them crackers.
Them crackers.
You know what I'm saying? And then the crackers, them daddies. Like, it ain't just the crackers. You feel me? It's the cracker, them daddy who's running this shit.
Yeah.
We gotta track
and the Leo finessed all of them. What does that tell you?
You know how to finesse.
There's some great Leos.
It is.
Yeah.
Some niggas just don't know
it's
how to fake it.
It's just a lot to deal with.
And I don't think they got to do that with no sign, because I know some Leos, some Libras, some Capricorns, some Taurus. I know some that just don't fake it. Some people just don't fake it. Like, and it magnifies it when you already got a glitch in your ass from birth.
You got a what?
A glitch.
You know how your phone keep on, what's wrong with my phone? Like, it should be going in and out, bro. It's a glitch.
The glitch is real though.
Yeah. One time, get what? Sometimes
the glitch is a bitch.
The good and the bad of the glitch be both good though. Sometimes.
Yeah, it can work for the better.
Cause you can goddamn you could be, bro. I feel like every moment is calculated, bro. If I leave something in the house, when I'm getting in the car, I don't be like, fuck that shit. I get out, go back in the house and get it. Cause that little time right there could avoid it. Something else.
Yeah, for sure.
You get what I'm saying?
Yeah. You can't avoid fate.
Yeah, everything.
Final destination.
Like, yeah, everything. I just take every moment for what it is and I try to dissect it. And I guess that's my problem, bro. But I can't sit here and just tell you that this shirt fresh green.
Yeah, I feel
you. You look like a fucking dork. You get what I'm saying? If I felt like
yeah, no, I get it.
Cause you my man, I feel like you know it. He ain't hating, he just don't. But you don't, but like, see, my kid, like Kashad, my baby boy, he'd be like, nah, you just don't get it. He don't take it no kind of way or nothing.
Right, that's what I'm saying. If you confident in yourself, no matter what the fuck I'm wearing, I'm confident, nigga, this is what I'm wearing.
Exactly.
You wear what you wearing.
Some people take it as what it is. I'm taking you because just telling you what it is. But
in conclusion, I'm just saying that no matter relationships or not, you'll be surprised that you can say some shit to some people and it affects them their whole life. Like teachers don't say it to their kids and it affects them their whole life.
But it'll send them down either one or two ways. Like you can either
it's going to destroy them if they're weak.
Or pull them down.
For sure, if they're weak, it's going to destroy them. But if it's got down, if they're strong, then it's going to motivate them.
Yeah.
I've definitely been told, but you know, some DJ shit, you ain't going to go nowhere with that DJ shit. You know what I'm saying? Like there's a lot of people that probably look down on what niggas wanted to do. Why would you do that when you can go do this?
Hell yeah.
Until you make it work.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Then everybody love you.
Then everybody love you.
Exactly.
When it work, you a genius.
Nah, that's what they say. You always dumb
until it work, yeah.
I confession. All these Kanye shoes, I said, was some bullshit. Now I'm trying to get them.
They're actually really comfortable.
He was a hater.
Listen, I didn't like the shoes.
Kanye, get what? Kanye got these folks so fucked up. I ain't even going to give away a secret. Kanye got these folks fucked up. Cause nigga, why niggas sitting around saying he retarded? They ain't watching him move.
He's still doing it.
They ain't watching him move.
He a mastermind.
He don't snuck up on it. Yeah, damn, I don't want money in Trump.
Yeah.
No, you're mastermind. You got to give him that.
But he crazy though.
He crazy as fuck.
He's shot out. That could crazy. Be
crazy. What's the definition?
Some niggas play a role to make you think that they
Louis
shook.
V said though, like, it's true. Really, most geniuses are crazy.
Because they're the only ones that believe
that can think
where they're gonna go and what they're gonna do.
And I say again, crazy is not a bad word.
To create something that doesn't exist and put that into the universe, that's insanity.
This shit, everybody, listen. I know some shit that scream all y'all sitting in the room that I was saying when we first started this shit, y'all be like, yeah.
Well, we just both
keep
did.
It real. I said, we're going to be on TV.
Yeah, we're going to be on TV. Right. Mm-hmm. For sure.
We're going to have it. Like, all that shit, nigga, the folk going to come see us in about 25, 30 episodes.
Right.
Mm-hmm. You I can't believe we're going to be on Forbes.
No, I'm just saying, exactly. I'm just saying, like, nigga, like, nigga, think, like yeah.
We got high.
No, nigga, this shit finna go.
We believe it.
No, not what I'm saying.
I don't think crazy is a bad word. Everybody in this fucking room is crazy.
Crazy is a bad word.
We got our own crazy.
On the median level. Like, if all they do is wake up, go to work, and go to sleep, I mean...
That's crazy, too.
Yeah.
Well, just looking at, like, how many people think
that's
that was
safe.
Crazy.
Niggas is playing it safe.
That's crazy to me.
If that's all you want for yourself
is wake up, go...
Because we'll even crazy with the live shit, I already seen it before we did it. I already seen that shit, like, bro, our shit gonna be live. Next is touring. We're gonna be touring. We're gonna be doing people in their own towns, in their hoods. Everything we already ever talked about is gonna happen.
It's gonna happen.
But another nigga will be crazy when they feel like they just wanna sit in here at first class. Mm-hmm. No shout out my nigga Dre. We just gonna sit in there motherfucking just talk.
Yeah.
Right.
Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? We ain't gonna goddamn go get these sponsors. Like, we not rushing for no sponsors. We not rushing for all that. Y'all folks need to. I feel like the commercial ain't even ready yet. Mm-hmm. When I want y'all to talk to me, y'all nigga need to send your ball man.
Right.
Don't send no representative.
Right.
Don't send no little nigga talking about no goddamn nothing, man.
But even with y'all first live show, people probably thought y'all was crazy. Like, what are these three motherfuckers gonna sit on stage and talk about that I'm willing to pay for?
Oh, they did.
Right. And then now when you put it out, everybody see the vision.
We had talked about that, though. We said we got to show them what they...
Right.
People don't know what they want until they see it.
But you go back to what you just said. Like, you always crazy. When you start, until it works.
Crazy.
Like, I got so much shit in my head that I want to say to people, but I know it's gonna be like, nah, you ain't ready for that. So I'm the shit show.
Hold on. When I first got here, Scream told me about this shit. Scream said, man, they got this thing called a shit show. I'm like, man, what the fuck is that? He was like, man, you going there? And I'm like, ain't no way in hell. First time I went in there, I thought I was tripping. You know what I'm saying? I remember the Apollo. We all do, you know, at a certain age. Yeah. But you ain't never seen people throw shit at people.
No, shit. Like
really throw shit at people. Like, we think you suck, you trash, but we gonna show you too.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, to me, in my mind, that was the craziest shit I've ever seen. Because
niggas signed up for it.
It don't take but one person, one or two people to goddamn believe and just go for it in a team.
That's crazy.
I was doing this shit on Instagram. We know y'all know the story, but whatever. Mm-hmm. But when we say we're gonna bring it to life, and we started saying it the first couple of times. I mean, what the shit was packed off the rip. First go round. It's the only shit selling out on a Wednesday. in any city, nigga. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Ain't no nigga doing this shit. Mm-hmm. All off of some crate. Like I said, with Tip, with the goddamn trap museum. When he told me that shit, I was like, what? A right. Trap museum? What the hell? That shit bunking yeah. like.
Crazy.
Like goddamn. His only line like that is goddamn
Alex.
Chick-fil-A. Hmm. Mm. All day.
Mm. And Breakfast at Barney. Shout out to them.
Yeah, and Breakfast at Barney. Oh, yeah, that shit stretched. Yeah. But you get what I'm saying? Like, yeah. you can see the money. Mm. You ride past that shit to see the money.
Mm-hmm. 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 Yeah.
Yeah.
That shit yeah. like a trap. But I'm just saying, like, you just gotta do it, bro.
Yeah.
And like, that, in my sign, Gemini, mm-hmm. I feel like too many ideas come. That's the problem. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. They will fog it up when it come down to trying to have a relationship or a friendship. So you dealing with so much shit in your mind at the same time as you trying to be compassionate. Mm. Or you trying to be this. You still trying to, I don't know. I don't know if that's a Gemini thing or a bank thing.
Balance. That's everybody.
It's everybody. Everybody. Yeah. It's a balance, yeah. bro. Yeah. You create balance. Balance with the people around you. That's why it's teams. Yeah.
That's yeah. all it is.
Create the
that's
balance.
That's all
that
is.
Probably every team thing. Should only have one Gemini.
One Gemini.
One Gemini person. Gemini
you can have a couple of cancers.
One I Gemini Max.
Libras, though. I can't even care. I fuck with Libras.
I know
yeah,
y'all.
Libras are right.
I'm your favorite. Libras are right. It's okay to tell Kodak and Cash. Mm.
Yeah.
All right. Okay, Cash.
Listen, check us out online, www.bigfactspod.com. Louis V, appreciate you. Shout out to OT, Kodak. Salute.
You're listening to Big Facts with Big Bank and DJ Scream. Follow Big Facts on social media at Big Facts Pod. Big Bang and DJ Scream bring you Big Facts.
Hey, man, it's all the way up.
Ladies and gentlemen.
That merch in.
Yes.
Yeah, that's right. www.bigfactspod.com.
Yeah, with the real ones one time. Y'all come get y'all some of this merch, man.
Bigfactspod.com.
Let's get it.
Get that merch right now. Shop with us.
It's all the way up. Big Fat merch.
It's going down.
Visit the new website today. www.bigfactspod.com. Visit now.